Did you believe that the $1.8 billion Trump slush fund was dead and buried? Maybe not. Well, you see, this past week, a couple of clues to the cause of the maybe to come about. There was a get-together in the Oval Office, and Trump was asked whether the $1.8 billion fund was dead and buried. And he said, I don't know. Go ask the lawyers. Then toward the end of this past week, Senate Republicans blocked the vote to officially kill the $1.8 billion slush fund, which is the fund that was, at least by intent, going to give money to the January 6th Capitol rioters. Which brings me to this article, courtesy of Lawfare, by Catherine Pompilio. The January 6th pardons, how many clemency recipients have faced other charges, is the headline. Well, the number is at least 97 of the over 1,500 individuals that got clemency by Trump for their roles in the Capitol riot on January 6th, had been arrested for, charged with, or convicted of crimes separate from what they did on January 6th. These run the gamut from low-grade offenses like property damage, possession of drug paraphernalia, trespassing, or there are more serious ones too, grand larceny, stalking, planning to assassinate law enforcement officials, prominent politician assassinations, defrauding government agencies. One of the pardoned people was convicted, this is in February 26, of child molestation and sentenced to life in prison. Another one convicted last year of a reckless homicide. In fact, at least 14 have been charged with sex crimes or crimes related to child sexual abuse material, and at least 6 have faced domestic violence charges. Others face charges for physical assaults, illegal firearm possession, other violent crimes. At least 20 have been charged with driving under the influence of either alcohol or drugs or public intoxication. We've been hearing Donald Trump talk about, when it comes to immigration, we'll get to that topic in a moment, talking about how we're going to get rid of the worst when it comes to immigrants. Turns out that Trump pardoned the worst of the worst after January 6th.